We're here on KSOM, and it's time to talk soccer. Riverside boys soccer team will open up their season this coming Tuesday. We're talking with the head coach for the Bulldogs, Rick Ryan. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new season?
We're feeling pretty good. We're ready to get out there and get going. One big issue we have is just kind of low numbers. So we're just trying to hoping to stay healthy. And that these kids got some good stamina. We got some nice athletic kids that have played some soccer. So we're ready to get going and see what we can do. We're feeling pretty good about it, other than the low numbers.
Well, you do lose five seniors from last year's squad. What do the numbers look like overall?
There's about 15 kids right now. We have zero seniors. So we got a young group. A few freshmen. The kids that are here, the sophomores and juniors, have a lot of experience on the varsity soccer. So we're just looking for a couple kids to step up. But we lost two or three kids to track this year that were a big part of the team. So.
Oh, well, that does not help. That means a thin bench throughout the season. So your kids are going to get a workout this year, Coach.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we got to try to get them conditioned so they're ready for it, and hopefully we can stay healthy.
So last year, I mean, you had a freshman that led you in scoring, and Cruz Jacquez, he had 11 goals a year ago. Who do you see as kind of your primary offensive threat coming into this year?
Well, unfortunately, he's one that decided to run track. Him and another big part of our team. But we've got a lot of kids that I think that can step up. Looking for a junior in Keegan Allensworth. He started since he's been a freshman. Peyton Schekinger, Keegan Smith, Kingston Kerrigan. We've got some kids that can play some soccer. And they all want to be here, and that's kind of what we're looking for.
So those guys are going to be on the front line then?
Yeah. Yep, Peyton and Keegan Allensworth will be on the front line. Yep, and then at midfield will be Keegan Smith and Kingston. Yeah, so we're going to have to get them guys to step up and score some goals.
Yeah. How would you describe your coaching philosophy and what you like to go with soccer, and does that team fit that, or do you have to make some adjustments?
Yeah, they fit that. We're just trying to sharpen up their fundamentals so we can just kind of move the ball up the field. And they definitely fit what we're trying to do. And they played some soccer. So we like what we see.
Okay. Well, you graduate a senior, and actually said five seniors, six seniors, because I forgot about the goalkeeper there, you know, who you lose to graduation. You had a couple of sophomores last year backing them up. So what does the goalkeeping position look like coming in?
He is a freshman. That's Wyatt Schekinger. He's a really good goalie. He's played goalie his youth. He played goalie for me up in Atlantic this offseason. So we're just relying on him back there, but he's a pretty good goalie. So we're not really concerned about that much.
Okay. What about the defense in front of him? Who are going to be the guys you're going to rely on there?
We've got another freshman that's going to be really good, we think, Court Reekin. He's going to be kind of a defensive mid. And then we're going to play Perrin Town at center back, right in front of the goalie. And then I got a couple new guys I'm going to put back there on that back line. Alejandro, struggle with his last name. He's a new kid. And then another Schekinger. He's going to be on the other fullback. But right in front of the goalie, it's going to be Court and Perrin. Perrin is, he started on the back line last year. He's a sophomore this year. So there are a lot of young kids.
Yeah. So what's the biggest thing you have to worry about when you're dealing with young kids? What are the type of things that you're trying to work with them on?
Well, trying to get them ready for the how physical varsity soccer is, and just trying to just kind of show them the way we want to score, work on that a little bit in practice, show them how we want to get the ball in the net. Just getting them working together as a team. And that's kind of it, really. But the big thing is going to be the stamina and just being physical out there at this level.
When we mentioned about defense, offense, how about midfielders? What do you see there?
That will be Kingston Kerrigan and Keegan Smith. He'll be an attacking mid. Kerrigan will be on the outside. And then that Court Rican will be the defensive mid. So, Keegan Smith he's one of our best players. I think he started as a sophomore, but he's always all over the field. So we kind of like what we got going on in the middle of the field.
And you got a busy week to start off the season. I mean, I think a Monday night at Logan Mag and then Tuesday at Atlantic, crazy way to start with back-to-back games.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'm just glad that we get to start. I mean, a lot of times we're waiting a few days and other teams are getting a bunch of games under their belt before we get to play. So we're just really glad to get out there and get started on the opening night. And I guess we'll see what our stamina is like right away. We play the following night too.
What do you make of your two opponents, Lomag and Atlantic, on Monday and Tuesday?
I think if we play well, we should do pretty good. Last year, Logan was beating us. We kind of switched some things up and turned the game around and ended up winning. I don't look for Logan to be an easy match at all. I don't really look for Atlantic to be an easy match. Them coaches do a great job with the kids. So we're hoping to go in and get a couple wins to start next week, but we're going to have to play well to do it.
What do you think is the biggest key for your team to have success this year? You were 5-6 a year ago. What do you think this team could achieve this year?
Obviously our goal is always to make the state tournament. We've been close a couple of times, since I coached. That's always going to be a goal, but we want to end up with a better record than we had last year and just move up a little bit in the standings in the WIC. A big thing, we're trying to get that winning culture back here. So we'll get kids that will come out and be proud to play soccer. Them are kind of some of the things we're looking for.
Well, let's hope that it all comes together for you, Coach. Really appreciate your time. Best of luck, certainly, your first two games and, of course, throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Yep, thank you.
Rick Ryan, head coach for Riverside Boys Soccer, with us here on KSOM.